Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day of December 14th? This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. Wow, how does it get any better than this? So, what are you guys sensing now? What's going on with you? To me, feels like we're in January already. And it's time to create our targets. What are you hoping to accomplish in 2016? Have you thought about that yet? Yeah. It's that time of year. It's that time of year where we need to set goals with targets. Call them targets because as Gary Douglas says, if you set a target, you can always move it because that's what a target is, right? You accomplish one, you can go on to the other one, and you can go to the other one, and you can go to the other one. Goal sounds a little bit more like, if you know the old English, they used to call a goal the jail. So some of us remember that, and we just do everything in our power not to accomplish the goals that we set. And, of course, there's always New Year's resolution, right? And you decide that for New Year's resolution, you're going to join the gym. My least favorite time of the year is January for going to the yoga studio because that's when everybody who has a year resolution, they decide to show up and the studios are just freaking crazy, crowded, and just, you know, too many people. But then you wait until mid-February. That's when things get back to normal, what we call normal, right, where people have already given up on their resolution and the regulars continue to go. So that's what we are so – it's not that it's ingrained in us, but it's just that we seem like a resolution to be so hard to do because there's so much associated with it that you just leave it. And that's what the collective consciousness has created. A collective consciousness is, you know, the 100th monkey, right? When the monkey decided to wash their fruit, so they started washing their fruit, the sand of their fruit in the water. And after X number of monkeys started doing that, all other monkeys in other islands started to do that because it was the collective was formed. And it's the same thing with us. Once we decide that, hey, this is not doable or it's too hard to do it, then we buy it. It becomes a belief. It becomes something that we carry it, whether we agree with it or not, it's part of us because we have the collective consciousness. It's in front of us, and we're part of it. We connect to it. When we unplug from the collective consciousness and plug to something else, then that ball of energy starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it no longer affects as many people. But we have to consciously unplug from one and plug to something else in order to move on. And that's when I do the the activations, and I say, let's unplug from the collective consciousness of judgment and plug it into unconditional love. So we got to plug into something, otherwise you have a loose wire here, and you might plug it in again into judgment, and which is not going to be a benefit to you at all. So when we decide to do a New Year's resolution, it's attached to so many things that we just, after a bit, if we are not accountable to ourselves or we're not accountable to someone else, we don't have an accountability partner, then it's easy to just give up and say, oh, it didn't work out. And then we accept that as a given. So let's set up a target. And this is something you don't have to do it now, but it's something that the back of your mind. And when you do set up your target, do it in writing, okay? Just, I would say, keep it simple. Keep it as simple as possible, because the simplest you do it, the simplest items that you choose to do, it's going to be easier for you. If you make it complex, then you're just going to say, oh, no, this is too hard, and you're going to give up. So write down, what would you like to change in your life in 2016? Write the three areas of your life you would like to change. And then you can also set up for the three areas of your life you would like to change. You can set up a vision board, okay? But this is going to be a different vision board than normally, okay? So what you're going to be doing is, as you know, you can do this on a PowerPoint presentation, or you can even, if you do a search on vision boards, there are even places out there that you can just drag in pictures to it. And just go search your pictures everywhere on the net of what you're looking for, and then you can go ahead and do it that way. But you can also do it in PowerPoint, and you just, in one page of PowerPoint, you just go ahead and drag your pictures all over the place. And it doesn't even have to be pictures. It can also be words, a vision board of just words of what it is you would like to accomplish. And just, you know, drop the words every which way you want, and then whatever font, whatever color, you know, be creative. But as you look at this, okay, this is the pictures and the words and all that. That's nice and dandy, okay? But what really makes you actualize all of this stuff that you're looking for is the feeling behind it, okay? So once you have the three areas of your life you would like to change, and that doesn't have to be, you know, three different areas. It could all be related. So it's up to you how you want to do it. So once you have and you create the vision board, you will meditate on that on a daily basis. And then let's say you want financial abundance. Financial abundance is great, but unless you have a why you want the financial abundance, you're not going to get it. You need to have a reason, a driving force. You don't need the money, okay? And desperation does not attract money. But if you have an urgent, I don't want to say need, because, you know, to have a need is to lack. But if you would like to experience a trip to somewhere exciting, somewhere that really lights up your fire, then it's going to be something that your body really likes. And it's going to make you go, yes, I would like to get that. Thank you. So if you have a trip, you want financial abundance because you would like to take a trip to Greece. You would like to go sailing off of the Greek island. And you would like to feel the wind in your air, in your hair. You would like to feel the warmth of the sun. You would like to go snorkeling in those clear blue waters. Do you see how you're almost there? You're almost snorkeling in those waters. You can feel the breeze in your hair. You can feel the breeze on your skin. Can you feel that? That is the feeling. That is the emotion. That is the sense that your body requires. And that's what's going to make you get the financial abundance that you need in order for you to go on that trip. So as you create this vision board, get the feeling of living with those choices you are putting on your board. If you're looking for a new house, think about what it would be like to come home every day to that beautiful house. What color will the door be? What color will the walls be? What kind of windows will the house have? What will the outside looking out be like? What about your bedroom? How would that be? How would you decorate that? Would you like it to be a one-story home or two? How would you like your neighbors to behave? So start putting feeling in motion, sensing, and feel the energy of it. And when I say meditate with it, it's not about closing your eyes and just doing whatever. It's about reading the words, looking at the pictures, and feeling, living the choices that you have on the piece of paper. Okay? But don't just say, I want $200,000. I want $500,000. You can have $2 billion if you desire. But for some reason, you still haven't chosen it. And the reason we don't do that is because the money is not where it's at. It's why you need that much money. You need to have a reason. And instead of going for, I need X dollars, you go, I would love to have a 3-bedroom home, a 5-bedroom home on the beach, looking at the ocean, because I enjoy watching the sunset from my balcony and enjoying, a glass of wine, because that's what suits me in the afternoon after the hard day at work. That is what's going to cause you to get it, to actualize what you're looking at, to actualize what you really desire. Okay? And for all the areas of your life that you want to modify in 2016, you want to do this. You want to focus on this. You want to focus on the feeling. And that's what's going to change. And then just focus on the energy. That's all. Focus on the energy and live the life as if you already had it. And you shall. And the other thing is, because you're putting it on paper, okay, you're more likely to achieve that target. Just because you have written it down, the studies have shown that if you write down the targets you want to achieve, you will achieve it. Versus those who do not. Those who do not, just, you know, writing the target on a piece of paper is like having a roadmap to your destination. But if you don't, it's as if you're going, you know, without a GPS, without a map, but you're expecting to get to your destination. You might get it. You might not. Is that the kind of gamble you want to take with your life? So let's go ahead and do an activation. So that as you are preparing these goals, these targets for 2016, you dream big. You are able to manifest and actualize big changes in your life with ease, okay? And let's have fun. Be creative. It's not about the money. But it's about the fun and the enjoyment you're going to be getting. And the other thing, next weekend, I'm going to go over my little box of gratitude that I started at the very beginning. It's not next weekend, right? It's in 2 weeks' time, I think. The last weekend. The weekend of the 26th is when I'm going to be sitting down in one room with a bottle of champagne, and I'll be reading through all the things I've been grateful for the past year. And there'll be some things that will be very fun to read again. There were other things that I was very grateful for the experience. And, but it's something that I really enjoy doing this year. It's sounds good to you, you can adopt that as well, because gratitude is what really put it's the oil in you actualizing more of what you're looking for. When you actualize things that you are looking to manifest, and then you add on top of that, you add gratitude, oh my God, you are just oiling the wheels of the universe for you to continue to create more and more and more of what you are, of what you're looking for. Okay? So, like always, please do not drive or operate heavy machinery. The energies are going to be recorded in this. So you can always come back and listen to this again. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Now pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Tell your body to align itself to the earth. To the earth, that's all. Simple as that. Keep breathing and pulling energy from the earth. Now, allow the energies from the Creator to release and take away any fear that you might have of the future. And if you fear this, if you feel this fear anywhere in your body, just release it. Give it to the energies that are coming by, that are wrapping themselves around your body. Let it go. Drop your barriers and let it go. You are safe. Now, everywhere you've been having problems manifesting and actualizing your desires, allow the energies to assist you. Think about everything you want to actualize, you want to bring forth in your life. And let the energies know what it is you would like to accomplish. Let's go ahead and extend these energies to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Everything is happening now. Think about all those signs that you left. Targets unreached, and all those feelings and emotions of failure, give it up to the energy to transmute it. All those judgments, give it away to be transmuted, to dream. It's okay to dream when you can dream big. Let's go ahead and extend the energies to your lineage. If they can benefit from it, why not? Your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, siblings, children, and future generations. allow the energies to take away procrastination. Give it up. Give up procrastination. It's no longer serving you. And allow it to instill urgency so that you create your life. A sense of urgency to creation of your own life. Let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of never finishing anything that you start. And plug yourself into unconditional love. Let's go ahead and unplug you from judgment. And plug yourself into joy. Good job. Very good job. Now let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground. Pull energy from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground. And pull energy from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Now when you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. How you be? Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you. So my friends, please, if you are not able to set up goals, targets that you wanted to, you can always come back and listen to this. And you can create your vision board and please add the feeling, add the reason, add your why you're asking for what you're asking. And it has to be more than because you want to be rich. There's got to be a reason why. Because just being rich for being rich, it's probably not something that attracts you. Otherwise, you would have been that by now. More than likely, you want to make a huge change in this reality. But you need to face that, and you need to state it. And until you do that, you're probably not going to be doing that. Okay? So understand the reason why. You want to better your family's lifestyle. You want to experience. And it doesn't have to be something pious. It doesn't have to be something where you're sacrificing anything. It can be just for the pure, simple reason that it gives you joy, that it will excite you to know that you're going to be going to another country, to know that you're going to be living in better conditions, to know that you like luxury, your body enjoys luxury. It's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be, oh, because you want to give money to the poor. No, it's not about that. It's about what do you really, truly enjoy for you. It's all about you, remember? And that's what makes you jump out of bed, in other words. Okay? So, my friends, it's been my pleasure to be here with you tonight. Thank you. Until next time. Have fun. Bye-bye.